Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. A very important person here, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Renee.
How are you? How were the holidays, the new year?
Holidays were great.
Good.
A couple of grandkids ran us into the ground, so we were kind of...
But that's a great thing, though. You can send them home after that, right?
Exactly. It's the beauty of grandkids.
But it sounds like good holidays.
We had a very good time.
And we're looking in the new year. I can't believe it's already halfway through January 2020. And you and I kind of touched on this yesterday morning when we talked, but the amount of stuff happening in the Springs this year, it really is incredible.
It's pretty phenomenal. What I've been so heartened by is that the citizens' investment in public infrastructure has been rewarded with an incredible level of private investment. And if you look around, we're going to open up this iconic U.S. Olympic Museum in May, going to be an incredible worldwide attraction. We're building a new summit house on Pikes Peak. If you drive by on Cimarron now, you're going to see they're moving dirt for the outdoor stadium downtown.
Yeah.
If you drive by Cache La Poudre in Nevada, you'll see that CC has leveled all the buildings. They're ready to go on the Robeson Arena. The Hibble Sports Medicine Center on UCCS is just months away from opening. We hope to issue bonds this month on the Air Force Academy Visitor Center. There's cranes all over town. New
downtown. Oh my gosh.
New
wow.
Hotels.
Mm-hmm.
New apartment complexes. You drive by the airport, and as far as you can see, there's land being moved.
Yeah.
So it's pretty incredible.
And let's touch on the airport really quick. And we know that City Council voted this on, I think it was Monday, Tuesday. And we talked about the hotels, but also the sale of the land. And this is all part of an initiative, isn't it, by the city to help get that park developed? Is that right?
Exactly right. We have several things going on at the airport. Number one, we have a commercial aeronautics zone. So anybody that's in the aeronautics-related business can get some incentives to move in there.
Okay.
And that, of course, is what brought Nevada... it's escaping me, but Sierra Nevada.
Oh, Sierra, okay.
And they've built three hangars out there. They just broke ground on another one.
Okay.
And they do makeovers of airplanes for military. They do put new communication systems in it for civilians. They do makeovers for Saudi sheiks, professional basketball teams, mm-hmm. you name it, stuff
right.
like that. And that's attracted a lot of new business to the general aviation side. Then we have a business park, which really has been stagnant for 20, 30 years. There was some early activity with some aerospace manufacturers out there. Aerospace is out there, Northrop Grumman. But most of it's been pretty stagnant. That's changing dramatically. Amazon's already put a last-day distribution facility. There's a huge project going in there called Project Rodeo, which I hope... I'm praying that...
I was going to say, when can we talk about that?
Hopefully, the next time I'm in this program, we can get into a lot of detail and all that sort of thing.
I know we can't right now, but
yeah.
I got you shaking your head like, don't you even.
Yeah, and then which we saw on Tuesday, the council approved the sale of land on Milton Proby Boulevard as you're going into the airport on the left-hand side will be two hotels. With some, minimal convention space, not huge, but some convention space, and being built by investors taking advantage of that area being an opportunity zone.
Okay.
So investors that invest can shield their capital gains, and these opportunity zones are selected on the basis of the socioeconomics of the census tract.
Okay.
That they're in.
Yeah.
So we don't get to just designate any place. It has to meet certain federal qualifications for the socioeconomics of the census tract. What you read about was what had happened was when the negotiation was first put in writing without the final contract.
With these builders.
Yeah.
With these. Yeah.
They agreed to pay the market value, which at that time was X per square foot. When we've gotten to the finalization of it, as a result of everything going else out going out there, there's been an increase in the fair market value, and they're saying no, we'll only buy it at this lower rate. And basically, what happened at the council is there's a compromise, and they went in between. It's going to be tremendous economic development for the airport.
Well, and it's to me, Mayor, for the two hotels to be going in there. And again, we can't talk about Project Rodeo, but that indicates to me like there's a lot heading for that part of town.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Anytime, you know, I think we're going to be talking about a lot of employees here mm-hmm. pretty soon when we get to announce exactly what Project Rodeo is. And that's going to bring eating places and all kinds of things like that.
Well, and all the stuff that's happening this year, it has actually contributed to Colorado Springs landing on the New York Times list of, what is it, top 52 places to visit in 22 or
in the world.
In the world.
Yeah,
and,
think about that.
In 2020.
That. Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Beating out places like Paris, and, you know, it's incredible.
You know, there's lists and there's lists, Renee, and I've told you, I'm not too crazy about the fact we're on the top 10 most handsome men in America. I wasn't too crazy when we were number one for singles looking for love. But there's a couple that mean a lot.
Sorry, Mayor, I was trying to get that. Those lists were, you were like,
yeah.
Meh.
It was prestigious to be the most desirable city in America to live for
right.
U.S. News & World Report. Obviously, being the best three places to live, U.S. News & World Report.
Right.
But this has some really interesting economic potential. Think about it. New York Times is read all over the world, and this is their list based on surveys mm-hmm. of world travelers.
Correct.
If you could go anywhere, where would you want to go? The top 52 places in the world, only 7 of them were in the United States, and we were the third one in the United States, ranked 13th overall.
That's incredible.
It really is.
Yeah.
And so what you've got people all over the world looking, you know, we're going to take a trip to the United States. We've been in New York. We've been to – where should we go? And what they're looking at is, you know, we ought to go check out Colorado Springs. They're opening a new, as this article said, opening a new U.S. Olympic Museum and Hall of Fame, going to open a new Summit House on Pikes Peak. They also talked about our vibrant downtown culinary scene.
It's booming.
Brother Locke,
yeah.
All that sort
yeah.
of thing. So I think that's a list you want to be on.
Absolutely. Okay, Mayor, we do need to take a break. We'll have more with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers coming up next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning and welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers is joining us this morning. Lots to talk about this morning. But Mayor, I hope you don't mind. I would like to jump to the legislative session, which just started, last week. And there's some proposals that are coming out. Do you have a lot of people concerned?
Do.
And I think you're kind of one of them for a
yeah.
couple of them.
You know, I've always get a little nervous, Renee, when the legislature convenes. Typically, we see about, 500-600 bills filed. The good news, the vast majority of them don't impact your life anyway. But the bad news is that a few of them do, and I don't think some of the people that introduce them have a full notion of what the possible consequences are. I'm very nervous from a business perspective impact on Colorado and Colorado Springs in particular. A couple of bills. Let me tell you
okay.
about them. One is a State Family Leave Act. They passed it last year, and it didn't get through, but they had an interim committee, and I do think the Senate Democrats are hell-bent on getting something through. Now, this is over and above any federal family leave.
Like the FMLA.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And it would... last year's bill would let you take up to 12 weeks and to take care of someone you had an emotional connection to. It, you know, it wasn't just a child, spouse, things like
well,
that.
Well, I have an emotional connection
you could,
to my dog. Can
well,
I do that?
Possibly. you could do it multiple times a year, up to 12 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And who would pay for it? It would be the employer and the employee. Paying for it. It'd be like just like Social Security. The employer would pay more, the employee would pay more. All the cost estimates that they gave last year have been thrown out based on what a couple of other states are seeing around the country. Much, much higher utilization, much, much more expensive. And basically, it's a business killer. you're not going to move to a state
right.
that's got that kind of...
No business, but right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you're moving out of California to get rid out from under all their regulation. You're looking around. You ain't coming to Colorado if you're looking to walking into that kind of thing. So I'm very concerned about that, and I know the business community here is also. The other one that was dropped the other day, which is mind-boggling to me, you know, okay, so we legalize recreational marijuana and
correct.
A case goes through the Colorado courts where a company fires someone for flunking a drug test based on THC content. And the court upholds it, says, you know, this doesn't impact, employers
right.
are still entitled to do
correct.
Drug testing. So a couple of the pro-marijuana advocates in the legislature at the behest of the marijuana industry have dropped a bill that would say in Colorado, you can't fire a citizen of Colorado for flunking a drug test based on THC content unless you can prove they're consuming on the job. Renee, that talk about a business killer. Think about in Colorado Springs, for example, how many federal contractors
we have. I was going to say the amount of, yeah.
And they have contracts with the federal government that are drug-free workplace contracts. They have to do drug testing, and they have to make sure that no one who flunks these drug testings are working on these contracts. So essentially, what the state of Colorado would be saying, you federal contractors cannot enforce your contract provisions in the state of Colorado. Mm. Talk about a business killer. In a city here where we're trying to attract U.S. Space right. Command, things like that. And think about what you're saying to employers.
I was going to say the employers.
You're a precision manufacturing
right.
company.
Right.
You got a drug test. And they're saying, oh, you can't fire this guy. And what are you going to tell your customers about? Yeah, I've got some high people manufacturing your product. It just defies common sense. And I'm hoping that both sides of the aisle will recognize that.
Do we know when they're kind of expecting to possibly try to push these over or forward?
I haven't
forward
seen
or...
when the first hearings are. But hopefully, I'm sure the business community will latch onto that one and say, what are you guys thinking?
Yeah. Yeah. And my thought, it's like, well, you're trying to trump the businesses and telling them like,
that's right.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, Mayor, we do need to take a break. When we come back, you know it went viral this week. We're going to talk about the permit for photography at Garden of the Gods, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Also,
we've got to tell everybody to chill out.
Okay. Also, the parking increase downtown and sesquicentennial. We're going to talk about that and a lot more with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra. This morning, we're talking with Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. And Mayor, okay, I guess it went viral. I guess that's the word to talk about this. And actually, the information that went viral about all of this was not even correct. So we're talking about, it sounds like it was a petition that went up on like change.org. Somebody had said that there's now going to be a permit to shoot photos at Garden of the Gods for $500 to do that. And then it just kind of went out from there. And it sounds like a lot of it is wrong.
Renee, this is a really good example of the downside of social media.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what the real issue is. For years now, we've had more and more commercial activity in Garden of the Gods. We have bicycle rental. We have Segway rental. We have Jeep tours. We have commercial rock climbing companies taking their customers in there. All that sort of thing. And so the city, along with the Garden of the Gods Foundation, which is a private foundation which runs the center,
correct.
And all the proceeds go to the park every
right.
year, they decided, hey, we've got to get a handle on this. They're bringing tons and tons of people, burdening the park, mm-hmm. and we've got to, you know, limit the number of bicycle companies. So a lot of the commercial enterprise have to get permits. So if you have Jeep tours, you have to get a permit, and you pay a fee for the permit.
Right.
And all the money generated goes back into maintenance of the park. So if you have a rock climbing company or something like that, and you bring people in, you'd have to get a permit.
Right.
apparently that led to discussion, well, what about commercial photography? All okay. these people who make a living off of, we're not talking about people just taking pictures on their, you know, Friday, Saturday, or during the week when they're walking through. We're talking about people that it's part of their living. They sell the
pictures
photography
of
they
the,
make. Okay. Should that be permitted? Nothing has been decided.
So this is not finalized?
Absolutely. Hasn't even gone to the Parks Advisory Board. Hadn't even gotten near the mayor's office, okay?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And but apparently a photographer made an inquiry of somebody he knew at the Parks Department who basically said this is what's being thought about and made it sound like it was more than being thought about. And so next thing you know, it's viral, and of course, then it really falls apart. Because it's not just people making a living off photography.
It's everybody
taking pictures.
Well, and there was even, I heard, you know, watching this go viral, there were even reports that people were already getting fined. People were walking through the parks finding people.
No
because they
one
were
has
taking
been fined
pictures.
For taking
yeah.
photographs. What happens is people get fined for being off trail, not following the directions.
So they're in areas they're not
absolutely.
Supposed to.
Okay. And then, of course, they say, oh, I was taking pictures. That's why they really got me and stuff like that. No, that's not why they got you, because you disobeyed the signage and went off trail.
So there is no permit right now, no fee for commercial photography
yes.
whatsoever.
Yes. And it's going to be discussed by the Parks Board.
Okay.
And they're taking public comment. And if you want to make comments, go to events at Colorado Springs Gov. Colorado Springs, one word. Events at ColoradoSprings.gov. Give your opinion. There is no one suggesting that people taking pictures in the park need to get a permit. The question is, should we treat commercial photography
like
other commercial enterprises in the park? Okay.
That's crazy how that got kind of just spiraled out of control.
It's a very good example
right.
why people should take everything they read online with a grain of salt.
And do their own research.
That's exactly right.
So again, there is no commercial photography fee.
That as of right now, there is
right
no.
Now. Okay. But you can send in your opinions again. So again, Mary, that email was events@ColoradoSprings.gov.
Yep.
Okay. So people can submit their opinions. Yep. Okay. So let's shift to parking downtown. Understand some folks got a little upset about this too. So it's $1 an hour, isn't it? Something like that to park downtown in the meters.
At the close end, it's now $1.25.
Right. That was the increase, 25
right.
cents an hour.
That's right. And intermediate, it's $1 and... the farthest out, it's like 75 cents.
Okay.
There's slight increases in the parking garage rates, too. Although, the one that's always bothered me, it's only $1 to park after 4 o'clock. It's still only $1 to park after 4
o'clock.
Which
is amazing.
Which is phenomenal.
I mean, even in some of the parking garages, it's $1 an hour to park in the garage.
That's
amazing.
That's exactly right, after
right.
4 o'clock. Okay, yeah. So anyway, here's what's going on. First of all, people have to understand the city has enterprises. Pikes Peak is an enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
The golf courses are an enterprise. The parking operation is an enterprise. Here's what that means. No taxpayer dollars go in it. It has to be self-sustaining.
Okay.
So any new construction, any fix-up to the golf courses, anything, no taxpayer dollars. No taxpayer dollars go into Pikes Peak. The fees we generate going up the mountain, pay for the highway, pay for the
right.
the work of the Summit House,
right.
all that kind of stuff. We have not raised our parking rates in 14 years. Now think about...
In 14 years,
14
it's
years.
Still been the...
Okay,
wow.
yeah.
Okay.
So think about what else has not raised their rates in 14 years. Most everybody has inflationary increases every
Correct.
Year, right?
Yeah.
3% or whatever. Okay. One of the things that was evident to me when I came in as mayor was very clear we had a lot of maintenance issues in the garages. Elevators, cement, all that sort of thing. When we hired a new parking enterprise administrator, his job was to actually determine what the needs were for maintenance, what the needs were for technology changes, and do all the studies. That's been done. We have $10 million worth of deferred maintenance and needed technology changes. What do you need by technology changes? Well, if we're going to be in the 21st century, people now want to come into town and they want to be able to go on their app and see where parking spaces are.
Exactly. Yeah. And they look and go, there's one.
That's
right
exactly
there.
Right.
Go now.
That requires that we put in new meters and things like that.
Right.
We've got a lot of deferred maintenance in the garages themselves. That's $10 million.
Wow. Okay.
Then we have one other issue. As I said, parking is an enterprise, no taxpayer dollars. And we know that people are going to want some more garages. They're going to want a garage.
We're going to need it.
Yes, we're going to need a garage near the Olympic Museum, maybe near the stadium, something like that. I think probably there'll be private garages around the stadium. But how you build those is by your bonding capacity. You go to a company and you sell bonds to finance that, and the security is the revenue stream from the garages, okay? Mm-hmm. Our bonding capacity right now is about $17 million. That's not enough to build a new garage or a couple of new garages, okay?
Okay.
So for all those reasons, we needed to raise the rates, increase the revenue stream to take care of the deferred maintenance, technology changes, and increase our bonding capacity. Having said that, these rates still don't even put us on the map.
I was going to say.
For big city parking rates.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, we're the 39th largest city in America. There's something called Parkopedia, which is mind-boggling to me, that that keeps track of parking rates.
There really is a website that keeps...
Parkopedia, yeah.
Okay.
You go, there's something, you know, there's something for everything,
yeah.
Right? So our most central meters, the close-in ones,
right.
That rate would be 35th. All the others aren't on the chart. Aren't on the chart.
Okay.
Okay? And our garage rates are very, very low. And the after four one, so if you go downtown, you want to go to a restaurant, you can park for a buck in a city garage.
Yeah.
And that's off
that's
the chart.
That's mind-blowing
cheap.
To
yeah,
me.
That's
yeah.
My, that's mind-boggling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so... put it in perspective. Now, there are people say, well, you extended the hours. Frankly, that's at the request. And you know, I've read in the paper, it's kind of curious to me, some business people saying, oh, this is anti-business. All this was done with the complete acquiescence and encouragement of the downtown partnership and the business members. The city did not do this except in consultation with them. One of the things they wanted the extended hours for is because employees –
right,
the ones
parking.
That are working. Yeah. So if you worked at a restaurant, you'd park in front of it, and the space isn't available for people who want to come down and go to a movie or go to a eat dinner, things
right.
like that. So it was all done very thoughtfully in consultation with the downtown partnership, which represents the businesses, and the rates are very low.
Again, you can go to Parkopedia, apparently.
Right, by national standards.
So, and go look at them.
You know, I appreciate, it's kind of, I'm amused when I read some of the letters of the editor. I don't know if you're a Yogi Berra fan. He always used to say some kind of strange thing.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things he used to say is, nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. When you talk about a business establishment or something like that. And that's how I read. I feel when I read some of these letters about, you know, somebody lives out, you know, I'm 70 years old. I live in Briargate, and I'm not going to go downtown and pay a parking meter. And it's kind of like nobody goes there anymore because it's too crowded. If you go down to Colorado Springs, and I would encourage you to do so on a Friday, Saturday night.
Right, on the downtown.
The restaurants are jam-packed.
Oh, yes.
The culinary scene in downtown Colorado Springs is off the charts.
Exactly.
And the business is there.
And more people are moving downtown.
There's more people living down there and things like that. It's very, very vibrant. Yeah. And so I do get a chuckle out of nobody goes downtown anymore.
Yeah. Everybody does.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to take a break, Mayor. When we come back, there was a big announcement yesterday. We're going to talk about that and sesquicentennial. We got more with Colorado Springs Mayor John Souther. It's next on The Extra. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. This morning, we're talking with Colorado Springs Mayor John Souther's big announcement yesterday. This is really fun. Okay, so this is coming from a corporate partnership, and it's called Game Changers. Is that right?
Game Changers.
Yeah.
Right.
And so this is kind of Comcast, NBC Universal has partnered with the city, right, in Parks and Rec?
That's right. And it's all part of our Olympic City USA branding efforts. You know, we of all places ought to be encouraging youth participation in sports. It's always been a high level of youth participation. We want to continue to have that. And there is an issue sometimes. The levels of participation are disparate according to socioeconomic circumstances. And as I hope our taxpayers appreciate, we don't fund our youth sports programs with general fund money. It's paid for by the fees that the participants pay. So when we're looking to widen the access to that, we go to corporate, potential corporate funders and say, would you be willing to? And in this particular situation, I think it's really a great program. Soccer's probably one of the, it's, you know, you don't have to be big, you don't have to be fast.
Right.
It's everybody's, you know.
Right.
It's a great sport for everybody to play, boys and girls, all around the city. And so the Olympic City USA Task Force and Parks and Rec entered into an agreement with Comcast, NBC Universal, and Children's Hospital Colorado.
Oh, fun.
And the two of them together have come up with $30,000 to fund 500 kids for free, K through 12, to play soccer in the spring season. And believe it or not, after the announcement yesterday, 200 kids signed up.
Already,
yeah.
And that folks need to get on this.
That's exactly right.
So how can they find out more information about Game Changers, how they can get signed up? What's the best way to do that? Because if 200 people got signed up just immediately after we know those spots are going to fill up quickly. So
OlympicCityUSA.org and click on the link to register.
Okay.
OlympicCityUSA.org.
Perfect. And then you'll see the Game Changers there and get signed
up. That's right.
That's a great program. And we were talking in the break, Mayor, like I was a fierce soccer player growing up, but K through 12, they're so fun to watch.
Oh, the way they buzz around.
Or K through 2, I should say.
The ball.
Yeah.
It's only, I watched my daughters, and it was about third or fourth grade when they finally caught on to spacing themselves and passing the ball.
Exactly.
And boy, things went a lot more. But believe it or not, I've got a 3-year-old granddaughter that plays in a program called Little Kickers.
Oh.
And, you know, they're picking their nose instead of kicking the ball. And
picking
all that
up dandelions.
Yeah,
and
yeah. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's cute. Okay, before we wrap up this morning, Mayor, I'd love to talk about the sesquicentennial. I know we're getting ready.
Yep, we're in the 2-year countdown and getting close to the 1-year countdown. July 31st, 2021 will be the 150th anniversary of the founding of Colorado Springs by a stake being driven in the ground at the corner of Pikes Peak and Cascade. If anybody's interested, it's where the Range Rider statue is right now.
Yeah.
And that was...
I did not realize that.
That's where the stake was driven, and I think there's a little monument there.
I did not realize that. Interesting.
And that was on July 31st, 2021. So that will be the 150th birthday of Colorado Springs. There was a huge celebration at the 100th, and we're going to have a huge celebration at the 150th. Matt Mayberry from the Pioneers Museum is the chairman of the event. He, in cooperation with our city communications, have organized a lot of committees, an education committee, an events committee, all kinds of things.
Right.
And so we're going to be in our schools talking to our kids about the history of Colorado Springs. We're going to be having all kinds of lead-up events. The ranch, Rockledge Ranch, is going to be predominantly an 1871 theme.
Yeah.
We've got exhibits. I'd encourage everybody to come down to the museum and see the General Palmer exhibit that's there right now. We're going to have a documents exhibit next year. Just yesterday, Matt showed me the document they've got preserved, which is the actual incorporation petition.
Wow.
By citizens of Colorado Springs to the county commissioners of El Paso County, we want to incorporate a city of Colorado Springs.
Wow.
And we've got that. We're going to have all kinds of documents like that on display. We just think it's going to be great. We're going to finish it off with a big bang downtown. It's a Saturday. Hope to have the symphony involved. Hope to have other entertainment groups. Just all kinds of fun.
So it sounds like we're actually going to be spending a couple years leading up to it.
About a year and a half now.
Yeah, a year and a half.
And, of course, I will be challenging all the men to grow facial hair and engage in that fruitless exercise myself. Women will have a bonnet contest.
Are we going to start wearing bonnets? And
Jamie has, who's sitting next to me.
I was going to say, yeah, Jamie, the CCO.
It's beards, bonnets, and brews.
I'm down with the brews part.
Yeah, okay.
The bonnet, I don't know, Jamie, we'll have
so
to.
So we're going
to
have some
that'll be fun.
Brewery-related events and stuff like that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It sounds amazing. And now, does the city have a part of the website up to kind of talk about the sesquicentennial so folks can go get details and info and if they want to participate and all that fun stuff?
CowroSprings.gov/150.
Perfect.
CowroSprings.gov/150.
Yeah, and if, Jamie, I'm going to ask really quick, if folks want to get involved, committee, stuff like that, there's still a possibility.
Yeah.
Sign up there.
I'm going to give myself about 5 months to grow the facial hair, but some will be less, some will be more. So.
Okay. I love it. So what is it, beards, bonnets, and brews?
Brews, yeah.
Love it. Okay, we got to get our bonnets and our beards.
We hope to have commemorative beers, maybe a commemorative hard drink at the 100th, they had a commemorative container, you know.
Right.
I see up on people's shelves.
I like it.
Add value over time and things like that.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
I love it. Okay.
And I'm hoping, you know, radio stations like yourselves will really get into the promotion of it.
Yeah.
I would encourage you to have people in to talk about segments of the history of Colorado Springs.
I love talking to Matt. It is fascinating.
Next time I'm here, let's talk about Bathhouse John Coughlin, a crooked Chicago alderman who siphoned off all the money in Chicago and brought it to Colorado Springs and built a zoological park at the corner of 8th Street and Cheyenne Road.
I didn't know that.
We've got great stories.
Okay.
He basically stole an elephant from the Chicago Zoo, brought it out here. It was called Princess Alice.
Oh, my gosh.
And he drank a quarter bourbon. Princess Alice drank a quarter bourbon every day.
That's amazing. See, everybody.
Lots of good stories in the city.
Yeah, and people have got to get to the museum, too, don't they? Okay, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers, thanks so much. We will get you scheduled for next month. And coming up next, Tom Martino on KRDO News Radio.